This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're trying to figure out this situation with Monty and Tioga.
No kidding.
He's now very famous. Monty and Tioga yesterday called and gave us a story about graduating from NDSU and not having seen a game since, and said, "I'd love to be in Frisco." And we found a spot on the bus for him. And his grandson was going to bring him down from Tioga. Everything figured out. People have been contributing to the Monty Travel Fund. It's been so dang fun. And now, evidently, car trouble has befallen Monty and Tioga, so he has to be in Bismarck by 3 o'clock to be able to hop on the bus. And Monty and Tioga, you're on the line right now. No chance you get your car unstuck, I guess, right?
No, it needs a major repair on the constant velocity joint. My daughter's car front wheel bearing is going out of it, and my pickup is... it's blowing plugs out of it all the time. It's a V10, and it's not fit to make the trip, and it's stuck in the ditch. My grandson went to go help somebody get out of the ditch and not freeze to death, and he got himself stuck. So,
well, if somebody's coming through tight, say that again.
There's no way even I can get to Mina to rent a vehicle.
But my question for you, Monty, is if somebody was coming through Tioga and headed for the North Dakota Petroleum bus that Midwest Sports Tours is doing, the Plan B bus, as we've been calling it, to get folks there, with the cancellation, I guess, on a flight out of Williston. So there's some folks coming from Williston today down there. But you got to be in well, I'm trying to think. Bismarck was a 3 o'clock departure. I think they wanted people there by 2:30, but they're leaving. Wheels moving at 3 o'clock. If somebody's coming through Tioga, would you hop in with them to get down there?
I've got my bags packed, sir.
All right, you just stay in touch here, okay? We'll see what we can do. We got to do. If anybody knows anybody coming through Tioga that would be in Bismarck by 2:30, text me at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Super producer Chris Larson is on this big time. So we're gonna see what we do, Monty, okay? Too good a story to not have a happy ending here, so we'll keep trying, okay?
Well, I've already called Mike and told him I give my seat to somebody else.
Well, I'll call Mike. Just hang tight. We'll see what we can do, Monty, okay?
Okay.
You hang in there, all right?
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you calling and letting us know. I like happy endings, so let's do what we can here, okay? Super producer Chris Larson, watch that text line at 701-237-1590, and we'll see what we can do there. Just a little bit of old business from last hour and yesterday, we have now 5 total tickets remaining, courtesy of the Dakota Supply Group and some of our fine listeners. That does not include Monty's tickets, because Monty is going to get there. Come hook or by crook, we're going to get Monty there. And if somebody is looking for tickets that has a great story to tell, maybe you're headed down there, just you love the Bison, but you don't have tickets yet, let us know, because we have 5 tickets. And I've done this before with the Friday show. There's a whole horde of folks that that are driving and listening to the show coming down on Friday. So we'll find a place for those. But if you know somebody that needs tickets, you have a good story to share, call us on the air today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or text. You can text me directly, 701-367-2054. All right. MyPillow.com brings you this hour of What's on Your Mind, and the deals are plenty in 2022. Go to MyPillow.com. My personal favorite right now is the fact that you can get a package, normally $59.95 for $9.98. It's Mike Lindell's memoir, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, and your choice of a roll or go anywhere MyPillow. Those are great for traveling, long trips to Frisco. That would normally be $59.95. It's $9.98 with my promo code, Scott, at MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com, or call 800-506-9028. Okay. Len Helms is standing by, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. I'm going to get to Len, and then I just want to let folks know that are calling about our conversation on election integrity and the absolute charade the Democrats are turning this into today. Now, Vice President Harris has given a speech. And, by the way, these are the people that call the riot in Minneapolis mostly peaceful. They're calling it an insurrection, which nobody brought a gun to, by the way. And Chuck Schumer's doing the same on the floor of the Capitol today. So I understand James Cavalier, Andrew Fargo, Sylvester Morristown, and Mike at Fairbanks want to talk about that. Stay right there, and we'll do just that coming up on What's on Your Mind, okay? But in the meantime, Len Helms is here, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and I've been waiting for this conversation for a while, Len, because I saw you testify before a committee in Bismarck about just budgets and what to expect in 2022, and I learned a couple of things that I want to spend a little time talking about today. How are you? Happy New Year.
I'm doing well, Scott, and Happy New Year to you. Go Bison.
Going to be a big weekend. Is half of Bismarck emptying out to head to Frisco?
They're leaving as we speak. Absolutely. I've got a brother-in-law and a niece who happen to live in Montana that are headed down for the game, but they're Bison fans.
Fantastic. Going to be so dang fun, and we're looking forward to broadcasting tomorrow from the Frisco Marriott Legacy and covering all the action. Plus, we have the Frisco Fan Cam brought to you by Gate City Bank, so we'll have a lot of things on our social media that you can watch as well. Len, probably the most disturbing thing I heard from your testimony was that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has still not given up on shutting down the Dakota Access Pipeline. Give me the latest on what's going on there. Did I lose you, Len?
Ruh-roh.
Len, can you hear us? Okay, something's wrong. You get him back on the line. I'm going to chat with James and Cavalier here while we're waiting to get Len back. James, sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind?
Hi there, guys. I heard the president, the commander-in-chief this morning, and he was talking about how this election was fair and everything else. Well, if this election was so fair and just, well, then we don't need any voting reform. You can throw that out the window. Another thing with the Ashley Babbitt thing, you know, that officer, he had room to retreat. He panicked, and he shot a woman in cold blood. And we had an officer in Minneapolis who stopped an individual from getting into his vehicle and then producing that vehicle to be a deadly weapon, going down the road, maybe killing pedestrians, outrunning the police, and she goes to prison.
Yeah, and I think there's enough, I guess, of what I've seen in that investigation to suggest that Capitol Police officer wasn't exactly the most experienced person in the world. Probably, you know, carries a weapon and protects, has a detail, but just never had been in that position. But I also have to say, having watched that video several times, get back, couldn't have been shouted more. Then the police leave, and this officer is protecting members of Congress that are in with feet of him behind them, and he did what he did. I don't think you can forgive Ashley Babbitt in this. I wish she hadn't been shot, but I think we do ourselves damage when we say, hey, she was murdered in cold blood. No, she was part of a mob trying to break down the last door between themselves, that mob, and members of Congress. The Capitol Police couldn't have handled it worse. I totally agree with you. Two of them left. They got out of the way. They were holding that crowd back, and they literally left. And then that guy did what he did. But certainly the analogy to Kim Potter, I 100% agree with you. 100% agree with you that the difference in the two events is stark.
Does anybody believe that that mob was really going to get in, grab members of Congress like it's the 1600s, and drag them out and hang them up? I don't think so. This is blown way out of proportion.
Well, certainly it was blown way out of proportion. There's no doubt about that. But that mob was told to get back and didn't get back several times. So if I'm, I mean nobody no harm, but I'm in a pack of people and law enforcement is telling me to do something and I'm not doing it, you're taking a huge risk in that. You're assuming they would know they don't mean anybody any harm. They don't mean, they'd already broken windows. And we're trying to break that door down. James, thanks for the call. Lynn, when we come. Ever tried one of the delicious 18th Street sandwiches? You can find them at PetroServe USA, and they're a dollar off all month long. Actually, everything's great at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience, 4 for $4 deal with a gooey, awesome hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Pet safe ice melt is $8.99, balsa blankets $9.99, and assorted Hershey's candy bars, 2 for $1. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friends at Red Wing Shoes. They don't just sell shoes at Red Wing Shoes. Even just, what is Red Wing Shoes? Well, they sell shoes. Yes, they do. But they don't just sell shoes, because everybody that works for Red Wing Shoes is a certified fit specialist, trained in tradition and technology. They measure your feet for the ultimate fit, so you ensure safety and comfort. And they've been designing footwear for more than 110 years. I'd say they know what they're doing. Main Avenue, Fargo. Tell them Scott sent you. Andrew in Fargo. Well, wait a minute here. Andrew, hang tight. Jeff in Burlington has a right option for Monty. See, our listeners are rallying for Monty, and we just got to get Monty there. This is too good of a story. He graduated from NDSU in like 1971, hasn't seen a game since, called yesterday, said, I'd love to get there. Obviously a little down on his luck right now because cars are not working, can't get to Bismarck to hop the bus. Oh, my gosh. So now we're trying to find a ride, and Jeff in Burlington's on the phone. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Sam, I'm a native of Tioga anyway, so I know a lot of people over there, but if somebody can get him over here to Burlington, I can give him a ride down to Bismarck.
What time are you leaving, Jeff?
Whenever he gets here. The only thing I have is one appointment this morning at 11 o'clock. I'll be done with that by noon, and we can be on the road if he's here by noon.
All right. Tell me, do me a favor. I'm going to put you on hold. Give Daniel your telephone number, and we will see if you can connect. Sorry, he's got to get him from Tioga to Burlington, so we still have one more little hoop to jump here, but let's do it. Jeff, hang tight. Daniel, if you'd get his number, put that in Slack, that'd be great. We lost our connection to Lynn Helms. We're not sure what's going on. It happened twice, and so there's some kind of a connection problem. We're waiting for Lynn to call us back so we can continue that conversation. But full bank of calls, so I'll keep going to you. Jeff, thanks for the call. Andrew in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hi, guys. Good morning. I just wanted to quickly comment. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for doing your part as Americans. The Flag is an amazing radio show. People should listen to it more often. But that's my quick plug. I just wanted to mention that this is not anything new. This January 6th thing, the whole operation is exactly that. If people are under the guise of that this people walked into the Capitol and then the Democrats decided to use that as a political ploy. No, this was the plan all along. They sent multiple FBI and CIA operatives into that planned, I don't even want to use the word insurrection because it's not. And guys like Ray Epps, I mean, you guys can look at stories of that. You can back me up on this. You probably read some of this stuff. Ray Epps is a 58-year-old man that was on video several times instigating, we got to go inside. And initially when he first said that, people were laughing at him, like, we can't go inside the Capitol, you know, stuff like that. And he instigated all this stuff. And people got to realize that back in the Vietnam War, in order for the other side to basically do what they needed to do for that peaceful protest to be broken up, let's say it was a peaceful protest, they would send in these other guys to basically get it so it wasn't peaceful anymore so that the police could be brought in. This is the same kind of theory here to make sure it got out of control so they could use it to their political gain.
Seems so blatantly obvious to me, and it's why I really think the way they're doing it now on the anniversary, it'd be one thing to have done it then and try to exploit it, but a year later and all of this hoopla, not, you know, the stage choreography of how they're doing it today, it's so blatantly obvious. I actually think, folks, politically speaking, there's nobody other than, you know, the biggest Trump hater, orange man, all that stuff out there right now that doesn't see what the Democrats are doing to exploit this. They're going too far, and I think it'll boomerang on them. I really do. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it. Lynn Helms is back. I don't know what happened, but we had a tough connection with you, Lynn. Got you back now, though. Glad we do. Department of Mineral Resources Director Lynn Helms with us on What's on Your Mind today. The question I asked that you didn't heard was that I was surprised to learn from your testimony recently that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is not giving up on shutting down the Dakota Access Pipeline. Tell us what you know about that.
So, you know, it is one of the big uncertainties that hangs over our oil and gas industry. It has the potential to double their transportation costs. And, of course, that has a huge impact on economics for drilling in the Bakken. We are a cooperating agency, the state of North Dakota is, with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. But they're forging ahead with their environmental impact study, and they've now asked for an extension to say they need until September of 2022 and maybe longer. So this uncertainty is going to extend into September and could even extend longer if there's a court challenge. We don't like some of the things that we see that they're doing in the EIS, but we have had the opportunity to have input as a state. So for that, we're grateful. And but, you know, you just can't overemphasize the impact that uncertainty like that has and how it drives capital to go someplace else.
And I spoke recently with Kelsey Warren, who is the chairman emeritus of Energy Transfer Partners, and he said it is a day-to-day battle on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers wanting the pipeline shut down. That's the court order, shut down, while this EIS is going on. So on one part, you're talking about sort of some disturbing things in the way they're going about this environmental impact study. And second from that, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers still wants to shut it down, even without additional data that comes from this EIS. I mean, talk about uncertainty. You're exactly right. I mean, what is your gut feel on how this ends, Lynn?
Well, my sense is that the state of North Dakota and the Dakota Access Pipeline are going to prevail. But this battle is far from over, and it's going to move from the Corps of Engineers probably back into the court system. And you know, ultimately, I don't know, could end up at the highest court in the land, which fortunately has some conservative justices on it. But in the meantime, it is a wet blanket on capital investment in North Dakota oil and gas, and will continue to make people feel uncertain and uncomfortable with investing.
I have about a minute for this answer, but you mentioned also in this testimony recently the legislature that you were seeing Bakken profits, companies operating in the Bakken and taking profits derived here and investing that capital investment into other plays. Is that one of the reasons, this uncertainty yet over DAPL?
Yeah, there's absolutely no question, and that's going to be one of the main questions that I have for folks. The second week of February, I have the opportunity to go down to Houston for what's called the North American Prospect Expo. Everybody who's anybody in the oil and gas business is there. And that week, I get to sit down with CEOs of companies that work in North Dakota, large and small, as well as companies that don't. And one of my main questions is, why is capital flowing from the Bakken that's generated here into plays like the Permian and the Powder River Basin? And, you know, so far, the answer that I've gotten is that it deals a lot with the uncertainties of what oil prices look like and transportation costs look like going forward in North Dakota.
And, you know, I think we don't appreciate this. I actually wrote a column about this for the foreign newspapers this weekend about the weather impacts. And, you know, I mean, that's significant. That's, you know, the capital goes where it gets the best rate of return, and weather's tough, so it's, we have a few other things that we're challenged with. The Fresh Up with Lynn coming up. Don't go away.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day. Whether you left the house or not, North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Plains Ag, always delivering productivity and the advanced systems you need for your farming operation. And Case IH always delivers. It's a new year. The staff and management at Plains Ag wants to take this time to wish everyone a great and happy new year and the season to come with the best yields yet. Happy New Year from Border Plains Equipment, Northern Plains Equipment, and West Plains Incorporated.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Internal Revenue Service, or IRS, is cracking down on payments made through third-party apps, requiring platforms like Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App to report transactions if they exceed $600 in 1 year. The new IRS monitoring program started January 1st. President Biden addresses the nation Thursday morning.
The big lie being told by the former president and many Republicans who fear his wrath is that the insurrection in this country actually took place on Election Day, November 3rd, 2020. Think about that. Is that what you thought? Is that what you thought when you voted that day? Taking part in an insurrection? Is that what you thought you were doing? Or did you think you were carrying out your highest duty as a citizen and voting?
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mind brought to you by PetroServe USA. If you're heading out, don't forget to eat right. And I'll tell you what, home cooking with grab and go convenience when you're in a hurry is waiting for you at PetroServe USA. Okay, Scott, what's for lunch today? Well, let me tell you. How about a meatball sub if you're traveling 929, just 12th Avenue exit, West Main Avenue, West Fargo exit, roast beef or sloppy joes today, and you can come from either 94 or 29 under West Main Avenue. It's the location just next to Bonanzaville there. Salisbury Steak on NP Avenue downtown. Chicken, wild rice soup in Glendon. And Valley City always has great food. Lots of surprises. Pulled pork today or French dip sandwich. They do it right. I was talking to the deli manager the other day, and he said, do you know any people come in here and say, Scott sent me, and what do you got today? So we love it. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. All right, a few more minutes with Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources today on the program. Chris Larson, our super producer here, tells me that a gentleman by the name of Kevin Avery was our bison angel today because he is driving Monty from Tioga down to Bismarck to catch the bus. So all is well. We got Monty on the bus. Wanted you to know. We still have more tickets. And we want to do some good. I don't think Dakota Supply Group could have done anything better than the little project they gave us to bless some folks with these tickets because it's been so fun to hear these stories. And Monty's on his way. It's going to happen. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's so fantastic. Matt Larson is the athletic director at NDSU. And we asked him if folks want tickets, can they get tickets now? Are they possible?
Not that I'm aware of, yeah. So January 4th, they opened up some standing room. I think there was, you know, maybe around 1,500 to 2,000. And from what I understand, those are all gone. And so really the only ones available now are secondary market tickets, which we've seen those prices, you know, fluctuate, but get up pretty high over the course of the last month or so. So, yeah, we anticipate not only great weather, but we should have a packed stadium come Saturday at 11. So it should be a lot of fun.
Is it crystal cold Fargo South now, Matt, or what?
No, it definitely is. And that's something we can never discount. You know, just the fact that, you know, a majority of our team has been here before. They understand what it's all about. And, you know, I think when you've been here before, you don't get as caught up, even though it's a national championship, you don't get caught up with some of the other things that go on down here, you know, if it's your first time. And so I think that serves us really well in a lot of ways. Obviously, our staff has all been down here before, and then a fair amount of our players. So I think that certainly helps. And hopefully, and then from a fan base standpoint, you talk to our fans, and everybody has their favorite restaurants and bars and places that they like to go. And so a pretty unique experience, you know, that this is our ninth trip down here in the last 11 years, and just unheard of in college athletics, but really pretty special.
More of Matt Larson coming up. What's the fan attendance number going to be, and how'd the trip go down? Because there was some weather yesterday, so the Bison chartered down there yesterday. We'll find out how that went with Matt coming up here in a little bit. More with Lynn Helms now, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. How much is weather a factor? I mean, obviously, we have weather that Texas or New Mexico do not have. When a company is looking at capital, they're going to invest it where they get the best rate of return. And obviously, I assume The extreme weather here adds to the pluses and minuses when they're looking where that capital should go. How much of a factor is it, Lynn?
Scott, you know, so when we look at the statistics that the EIS or the Energy Information Agency, EIA, puts out, you can see that a well in the Bakken, our drilling rig in the Bakken, is twice as productive as a drilling rig in the Permian. But you have to keep in mind that we have 6 or 7 months of severe weather in North Dakota. So we have to overcome that challenge. We have our distance from markets, so we have the transportation costs. And so the operating costs are higher and the drilling costs can be higher. So when you're looking at all those challenges, you can't have things like the Dakota Access Pipeline or the cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline also hanging over your head, or you just can't overcome those with good state policies.
I'm going to read you a line from my column and see if I am naive to this or anything else. But the biggest beneficiaries of the bounty of oil and gas are government, state government, county government, local government, education in North Dakota. I mean, roads, bridges, water projects, everything. I contend that those entities ought to be advocates for innovative investments, smart regulation, basically be on the front lines to say, okay, yeah, Bakken wells are productive, twice as productive as other places, but we got 6 to 7 months of extreme weather. How do we add to an edge? How do we do that? We've got great history in the state of value-added agriculture innovation, and it seems to me more and more now we're thinking of value-added energy, right? How do we get natural gas produced in North Dakota to eastern North Dakota, the pipeline, recent example of that? You know, the carbon capture stuff that's going on, but and smarter regulations just make this more business friendly. Is that something that is a little Pollyannish, or should all of us that are the beneficiaries, including a government and the tax coffers of the state, be a little more proactive in leveling that playing field or advocating for that playing field to be leveled, then?
Well, Scott, I believe you're point on, and nothing has transformed the state of North Dakota like the Bakken oil and gas boom. And so every single citizen of this state should be promoting business-friendly policies to make sure that our oil and gas get produced and get to market. And if there's some way to do value added and add jobs in North Dakota, we should be 100% behind that. There is no downside to it. You know, you talked about how the state coffers are number one beneficiary. There's no question. 52% of all state revenues are coming from Bakken oil and gas. So every citizen of North Dakota should be completely behind this. I wanted to leave you with one thought, and we don't have to end it here, but, you know, some people question the morality of producing and consuming oil and natural gas in today's world. We have about 8 billion people on this planet, and with petroleum, our agriculture and transportation systems can feed somewhere between 11 and 12 billion. And I can give the references for these numbers if somebody questions them. Without oil and gas, without petroleum, our ag and transportation systems can only feed between 2 and 3 billion people. That means 5 to 6 billion people perish without oil and natural gas. We can't leave it in the ground.
And by the way, the federal government is a full-out today, full frontal assault enemy to both agriculture and energy. Is that too strong, Lynn?
No, I don't think so. I would agree with you, Scott. I, you know, kind of did a list, and we talked about Dakota Access Pipeline and the uncertainty there. But day one, Keystone Pipeline was canceled. We haven't had a BLM federal lease sale for an entire year. And the one coming up in February still doesn't have a finalized date or a finalized list of parcels. The Bureau of Land Management is reviving their venting and flaring regulations from the Obama era. The EPA is doubling down on the methane rules from the Obama era. So it's an all-on frontal assault against this critical, critical material that we produce that feeds and transports the world.
We have the truth on our side. We have a great story on our side, and your math is incredible there. when you talk about how much less ability to feed people would there be if the Biden administration, the global climate action eco-terrorists, environmental extremists succeed, more people will die not being fed. That's an important story, that connection between agriculture and energy. Last thing I want to ask you is just your overall view for 2022, given prices, given, you know, all the things that are there, the uncertainty you mentioned. How will North Dakota fare in 2022 in oil and gas?
Well, we're looking at some serious upside, Scott. So we saw a contraction about 19% less, or I'm sorry, about 14% less capital spent 2021 versus 2020 by our oil and gas industry. But the recent survey by the Oil and Gas Journal says that that's going to turn around and we're going to actually see 19% more capital spent in 2022 than we saw in 2020. So we're looking at some serious growth. We've already seen the rig count pop up to 35 and the number of frac crews exceed 10. We're at 12 frac crews. So even in the dead of winter, we're starting to see the regrowth and the expansion. So this should be a very, very good year. We've got excess gas processing capacity. We've got gas to liquids and gas pipeline projects now on the books and being supported and underwritten by state government. Should be a really good year. What we do need is for the federal government to get out of the way.
Well, good luck with that. I don't think it's going to happen. That's why I think what we need to do is control what we can control here, know the disadvantages, and know what we need to do to break through to get more of that capital investment here. And that should be as important to a hotel clerk at Teddy's in Watford City as it is to the superintendent of public schools in West Fargo. We all ought to be advocates because the biggest beneficiary is us, schools, roads, bridges, water projects, you know, filling the coffers of every county in the state, every city in the state. I mean, those are the beneficiaries, so it's time to have their back. It really is, and that's something we'll be advocating a lot for in 2022. Good chatting with you, Len. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Appreciate your time, and always enjoy our chats.
Happy New Year, and go Bison.
There you go. Horns up, folks. Sylvester, Morristown, South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, Scott. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Feast Day. The day where the wise men come to adore the King of Kings. A few things you did say. I'm with you, you know, pretty much 90% of the time on this. But, you know, you didn't mention why were that million people there on January 6th. You know, they were there to stop the steal. And our Congress was in the middle of doing that when the break-in happened. You know, you have to look at the reason why this all happened. They disrupted our Constitution, our 12th Amendment, in the process of counting our votes. They destroyed election integrity. And as you've been saying, it was not that million people, or nearly a million people, that did that. You know, most of them are God-fearing, country-loving people that were there. And I think that's very important that be recognized. Another point, a book, Scott, that by Noel Murring, Awake, Not Woke. She puts all the dots, lines everything up, what Marxism has been doing in this country and how it developed and what's going on. And they've got complete control. You act like as if, you know, you're surprised that they lie. That's all they do is lie.
That's a fair point. I think there is a level of deceit among leftists that knows no bounds. And the vast majority of us that go through thinking, you know, there's Democrats there and the Republicans there, and they all want the best for America. And it's not like that anymore. There is a element there that we need to be vigilant about fighting. Thank you.
DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they?
They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata Solid. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You mind powered by Schwann Buick GMC, the lot not empty. There are cars, SUVs, pickups over 80 pre-owned, many specially tagged, and while other dealers are marking them up, Schwann's marking them down. Plus, take advantage of some of the lowest finance rates offered in years. Payments to fit every budget. And, of course, that free lifetime powertrain warranty on most vehicles. Your warranty lasts a lifetime at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Texter, for all those who call North Dakota backwards, name any other state that would do what they did to get Monty from Tioga to Frisco, Texas, to see his first NDSU football game since 1972. Is that Amen. Not the greatest ever? Unbelievable. And it just warms my heart. It just absolutely warms my heart. And mind you, we had tickets, courtesy of Dakota Supply Group. We just said we want a good story. That was certainly a great story. Monty called yesterday on the program. But the dominoes that had to fall together, you know, to get him on a bus, $625 ticket, you know, people called and said, hey, put me down. Put me down. I'm in for $200. I'm in for $50. I'm in for $100. And my dear sweet wife last night, when she heard this story, said,
I got a $100 bill around here somewhere, left over from Christmas presents. Let me find it. Here it is. Writes Monty on the envelope, puts it in an envelope, says, now you hand this to him and make sure he has, you know, a little spending money down there. Buy some popcorn. Buy a little, you know, memento from the event. It just warms my heart. I couldn't agree with you anymore. I really couldn't. Texter says, this is unfortunately for Lynn, and he's gone, but want us to ask Lynn when the state website will be up to date. As president of the NARO, I get lots of calls on this. NARO is the National Association of Royalty Owners. We'll pass it on to Lynn for you, for sure. A lot of texts about January 6th, and one last call on this, and we're going to go to Jim the Flagpole Guy. Mike in Fairbanks, Alaska, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott and Todd. Listening to you on RadioNet, it's colder down where you guys are than it is up on my mind above the Arctic Circle.
Well, thank you for that encouraging note, Mike. We really appreciate you rubbing it on our nose. Thank you so much for that.
Hey, you guys have the best show, one of the best shows in the country, in my opinion. You blow away Hugh Hewitt. You know, if you even mention Let's Go Biden on Hugh Hewitt, he cuts you off. But anyway, I really like you guys. We don't always agree, but I really like you guys. But, you know, here's on your mineral guy there. Let's not forget the Army Corps of Engineers, a lot of people don't know this, is controlled by the Department of Interior, and Deb Haaland, H-A-L-A-N-D, is now the head of the Department of the Interior. She's Native American, and she was arrested a few years back for spiking trees, trying to kill the loggers. I don't know if people know that, but she was arrested for that, and she got out on a plea deal. And another thing I don't think people realize, Ashley Babbitt voted for Obama. So they're saying now that she was a plant. And but anyway, this will be a day that goes down in infamy, day number two, like Pearl Harbor. And let's not also forget Schumer said the FBI had seven ways to Sunday to get you. I don't trust the FBI. They are so corrupt. I don't trust the D.C. police. If you look at their spokesman now, he's coming on TV. He's got full tats up his arms, all the way up his neck. He looks like a, you know, I don't have nothing against tattoos. I can care less. But this guy, if he doesn't look like a gangbanger out of East L.A., I'll eat my hat.
Amazing, you know, the difference of opinions in all of this, and it's been fascinating, but it certainly is not what Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi want you to believe it was. It's just about as simple as I can say it. And they are just spiking the football today, and I think it's going to boomerang on them. I really do. I'm encouraged today by how ridiculous they've become over it. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here, and he has circled his calendar to hit the road. Jim, how the heck are you?
Doing very well, Scott. What a beautiful day it is today. It might be a little bit chilly, but, you know, it comes with the season. Yep, next week, it doesn't matter what the temperature is, we're going to be heading out. And I'd just like to remind everybody that if you'd like me to stop and visit your property, now's the time. And if you need a service call, now's the time. If you need a service call and I will, or you'd like me to come and look at your property to install a flagpole, I'm going to do a visit at your local fire department, look at your flagpole and fix anything that needs to be fixed. So, I don't know. I just want to start this year out on the right foot, and we're all ready to go, and we're geared up and excited to help people out.
And if you are one of those people that have heard Jim on the radio before, maybe seen one of the incredible presentations he does, doesn't sell flagpoles, doesn't sell flags. What he sells is a feeling of genuine patriotism and an opportunity for you to display. And it is a display. It's like artwork. Okay? It's not just slapping up a pole and putting a flag on it. It's the whole scene that Jim is so good at and helping you get it just perfect. And been thinking, I got to do this. I got to do this. Now would be a good time to say, hey, stop on by. Take a look. What do you think? And then next spring, you're on the list. So 701-571-FLAG. And he's going to be doing our super-duper new flagpole that will be able to be seen from, they told me, Jupiter. Do you think they'll be able to see the new flag at 2852 Thunder Road from Jupiter?
Well, you know, they always look smaller when they're up, Scott. So, you know, but we want your flagpole to be the perfect one for your setting, and it will be. That is.
And everybody who travels I-29 just south of the 94-29 interchange will be able to see it. You'll know You'll know. But we're doing this radio show, What's on Your Mind, because that flag will be a beacon. God bless you, Jim. God bless all our listeners. Todd Mitchell, thank you. We'll see you live from Frisco tomorrow. Don't forget the game on 7:10 in Bismarck, the flagship for the NDSU Bison.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.